It's funny because, do you know, when I was like 17, my father was around 50, and he felt old. I mean, 50 was like old. And I remember that when 2000, you know, you'd think there was gonna be flying cars and everything, and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna be 35. I'll be over. Life will be over at 35. That's how I felt. And I went into modeling, and I did modeling pretty successfully for about 10 years, and then I start moving slowly from modeling into back to architecture. The idea of having my own company is that I can have flexibility on scheduling my own, you know, work time. I think Brazilians, they were raised to live life fully in the moment because of the insecurity of the economical situation, the political situation. You always were supposed to live as fully as you can, enjoy the life. And when I came to America, I realized it's a little bit different. It's about, you know, like thinking about the future, you know, work hard to afford a nice lifestyle when you are, or life quality when you are older. And that's something that I think is positive in certain ways, but also negative in certain ways, because I think there should be a balance between that. And that's what I have tried to do in my life, to have the balance of being responsible, you know, thinking about the future, but in the same time enjoying the present. It's great to get older and get the experience that you have, but physically your body is not the same. So you have to be very aware of that and try to adapt, you know, your routines to your age. Even though I have done a lot in my life, I think I'm very proud of how I have lived, but I could have done more, I think, if I had the confidence that I have now when I was young.